Question was asked, being that we're not supposed to daven or say words of holiness in a place that's dirty, can one pray or say holy things in the presence of soiled laundry? So, it's true. The Torah tells us, Lo yireh b'cha irvat davar. It says, when one is in the army, one has to be careful to have a shovel, so that when he goes to the bathroom, v'shavta v'chisita et tzeatecha, a person will cover his excrement, and then Hashem is in our camp, so we have to maintain the camp holy. From there we derive that in the presence of excrement, feces, or urination, urine, one would not be allowed to talk Torah or make any blessings. From there we further derive that things that have a foul odor, and their foul or odor smells stems from decay, like what comes out after a person digests the food. We view that as it's decayed, or it's been processed. It's like a form of rotting, right? It's the debris, but it's been processed in that sense, in a manner that reflects decay, like one's feces or one's urine. That's the excrement the body has processed, right? So then it's only that type of foul odor that would be disqualified. So let's say a person says, I can't stand the smell of tomatoes. I can't stand the smell of gasoline. Can I make a blessing in a gas station? There's a very strong odor of gasoline. So that's not a smell of decay. That's the natural smell of gasoline. We say that the animal's feces, if you're going to go to a barn, if you're going to go to a pen where they have pigs or where they have where they have chickens, then you run into a problem because that's a smell that stems from their feces, something that stems from decay. So that's our rule. Now, even when it comes to foul odors, not all odors are created equal. The halacha says that when a child is very young and all he's living off of is his mother's milk, so then his feces don't have an odor that's so foul, and it's permissible to pray next to that. So yes, the average person, they'll tell you it's not so pleasant to be next to a dirty diaper, a soiled diaper, even though the baby is only 2 days old and only living off his mother's milk or materna or whatever. And even so, you see the halacha says that's not bad enough to prohibit talking words of Torah next to it. So that gives us an indication that not any foul odor would disqualify the area from learning Torah. So even though you can argue that the odor of soiled laundry stems from sweat and things that would you might equate with the feces, but still it's usually not that bad. If you have a roommate that hasn't changed his socks in 3 weeks, and then it's that bad, then there's room to discuss that. Maybe there would be a problem saying words of Torah in that room. But under normal circumstances, it's okay.